Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Juliana. Yes, you know, however old you are, you always, learning never ends. Learning never does what? Never ends or stops. Okay, anyway, yes, today, as we drove to church, my daughter Abigail asked the mother, that are we abroad? All right. Are we abroad? So, you know, Eden was like, no, we're not abroad, as in, you know, abroad means when you're out of what? The country. Yeah. Then she said, but now Auntie Florence, okay? So she has an auntie who is in America. Where, actually, anyway, yeah. So, she's like, doesn't she say about us that they are abroad? All right. All right. So, yeah. Okay, anyway, so as we talk about that, yeah, I think we realized in the car that my wife didn't know that if you are like in Nairobi, you're abroad. Okay? There's some of you who don't know that. Okay? I told her, no, if you're out of the country, you're abroad. All right? You're abroad. Then she said, no, I thought abroad means like you cross seas. I told her that is being overseas. All right? That is being overseas. Okay? And so she, you know, like most of your wives, for some reason, you don't, what? Believe your husbands. I don't know. It's a common thing. So she goes on what? Mr. Ugugu. Okay? To really, you know? And lo and behold, she learned that what? Abroad doesn't just mean overseas. But as long as you're what? You're out of the country. You are what? You're abroad. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. So, yeah, we praise God for someone who's going abroad. All right? And I think for her, she's even going overseas. Yes, she's going over the what? Over the seas. Hallelujah. Then there's something else. You know, Kwezi was blessed last Sunday, and the father. Yet, most of what I did was what? Stories. It's amazing. I even didn't expect such powerful what? Testimonies. I would have expected, guys, you know, when you go back home, when you're in your houses or whatever, you say that pastor wasted our time instead of reading the word. You know, instead of reading the word, he just began to what? He's an old man, but he still talks about senior two, you know. Okay? But I'm blessed that actually a young man and his father were blessed financially. Amen? were blessed financially. Glory be to God. Yes, so yeah, there's a story also. You know the late Sebagala, Nasa, Alhaji Nasa, Sebagala. Yesterday, Man U was being beaten, Manchester United was being beaten. So I sent their supporter, Sam, that of his power, he never had it. You've heard of that? Of his power, you never had it. Have you heard of that? Okay? In Uganda, it is translated, Owamanyige Takera. All right? So anyway, so this morning, Sam sends me a message. There's some of you, anyway, yeah, so he sends me a message. And this guy, I think on, is it Twitter or WhatsApp? Twitter. Yes. And the guy is saying that 13 years ago, around this time in April 2019, NASA Ntege Sebagala presented the popular adage of his power does not end. From Uganda, Owamanyi Takera. In English, the strong ones take their time. As in, they don't have to rise early. Okay? If they're going to dig, okay? Those who don't have, okay? Power, okay, have to wake up so early in the morning. But this guy who has his power, he can wake up at 10 a.m. All right? 10 a.m. And he catches up with the guy even who left what? Glory be to God. Okay? And so, yes, I was impressed with myself that I'd shared that joke with someone, and it happens to be the 13th anniversary of of that famous saying of his power, okay, does not ally. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, and glory be to God. Amen? Yes. And maybe we can learn from that. That just because something you have expected for years is not yet happening does not necessarily mean that it won't happen. Glory be to God. Okay? These days I'm a farmer. Okay? I plant trees and flowers. Okay? Farmers do those things also, isn't it? Yeah, so I've learned, like you now will see, if a tree, any of these big trees, which grow so tall and they're so huge, it doesn't happen in one day. Okay? Because it's going to be so huge, okay, the first thing it's going to do, or it is designed to do by God, is to first take down its roots so deep. All right? If you're someone who's impatient, you're like, man, this tree is a waste of time. It's wasting water, you know, But it has to first go very deep, okay? It is said, and it's true, of course, that the foundation of a house, determines how high a house is going to be or a building is going to be. Okay, if what you're doing is going to be small, okay, insignificant, okay, the foundation will also be something like that. It will be shallow. Glory be to God. Okay, so take heart. Take what? Take heart. Some things are not happening in your life. You've done the best you know how. Okay. Things ain't happening. Okay, you've even done what the Lord told you to do. But things are not happening. Okay? You are building a foundation. Okay? A great foundation. Okay? On which that great thing is going to be built. Because if the foundation is shallow, okay, the building is for sure going to crash, okay, when it is put on that foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. Of his power, he never ally. Hallelujah. Okay. What are his other famous sayings? Anyone?
Sleep must be slept.
Sleep must be slept. Then I remember, he was asked, you know, these things of where did you go to school? You didn't go to school. You understand? Then the guy said, I went to school. Okay? Then they asked him, tell us some of your hobbies. Okay? Then the guy said, but Obi-Wan will never have fun. All my hobbies died. Okay. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, last week, we talked about something which we shall talk about again. All right. And with more insight into what the Lord would want us to talk about. Okay. We talked about the glory of prosperity or the glory of financial well-being. Glory be to God. Okay? The glory of prosperity. Okay? We saw that prosperity or financial well-being is a kind of glory. Amen? Psalm 49, from verse 16, it says, "Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased." Okay? The glory of his house, okay, is his riches. Have you seen that? Okay? Say, "Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away." His glory, okay? What is his glory? His riches shall not descend after him. Okay? So financial well-being, okay, or financial blessing is a kind of what? Of glory. Glory be to God. And it is supposed to be, or it was, in the temple of God. Glory be to God. You remember the temple Solomon built? After he had built it, okay, the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51, that so all the work that King Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things which his father David had dedicated. And what were those things? Silver and gold. Okay, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, so one of the glories that was in the temple was gold, silver, riches, money. Hallelujah. Amen? You remember that. Okay, but the most important thing in the house of God is not the glory of prosperity. That's not the most important thing. All right? The most important thing is the glory of God's presence. That is the most important thing. Because that will produce the gold, the prosperity, if it's not there. Hallelujah. It is said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1 to 2, that when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. You remember, the house was built, or the temple was built, for God to dwell in there. Okay, that was the primary aim and the most important thing. Okay, for God to dwell in there. It wasn't built for gold to dwell in there. Okay, however, gold and all the other treasures were put in there. But those treasures, those riches were not the most important thing. The most important thing was for God to inhabit his house. And we see that happening when God's glory filled the temple. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. You see, I don't know whether I'm messed up, okay? But as I walk, as I drive, and I see beautiful houses, all right? You know, I don't know, it's like, Of course, my first reaction is, wow, a nice house. Okay? Immediately after that, my second thought, is that I hope there is peace inside that house. I hope, okay? I hope things are well in there. You know, eh? Yeah, so you see, yeah, these structures are not the most important thing. You understand? Eh? The most important thing is actually what what the humans in there, what is happening with them. Is there peace? Glory be to God. Okay? So, maybe I'm growing old. I don't know. But Ukwezi will say, what? You're growing old? But you're old. You're even older than my father. All right? So maybe I'm growing, what? Yes. Oh, I've grown old. All right? And ideally, the older you grow, the wiser you should become. So maybe, there's a saying in Uganda, well, I don't know if it's a saying or it is an abuse, a shell, that what? That some people, as they grow up, they leave what? They leave either wisdom or whatever down. They just grow, you know, but you know it? You know it? How does it go?
I don't know how it goes, but I know the reference.
Okay. Yeah, you know, eh? So hopefully, all of us, as we grow older, okay, let us pray that we also what? Grow wiser. You shouldn't grow older as you live what? Yeah. Yes, so, yeah, you know, eh? Okay, so, now, if you're not, yeah. Now, when you start to think like that, then you stop not to be overly impressed by what? By structure, because the guys who are staying there might actually even be admiring you. You understand? They see you walking near their house, what, checking it, you know, and you're happy. You know, in fact, one of the things I realized that if you do something good, let's say you build a beautiful house like the Soges, you guys, you should all go and see what? That house. It's beautiful. All right? But you know that you're built for yourself, but also for people who see it. All right? You know, because as you pass, you know, you're built like for your neighborhood. You understand? Because now your neighborhood enjoys looking at it. Glory be to God. All right? So, yeah, we don't, yeah, anyway. I even don't know what I'm saying. All right? But I'm saying what? Something. I'm saying something. Glory be to God. And so this house of God, the most important thing about it was God inhabiting it. Okay? The glory of his presence. That was the most important thing. All right? That was the most what? Important thing. Glory be to God. Okay? And yes, it was the most important thing. Then there's also the glory of holiness, which is also more important than what? More important than the gold, than the riches. All right? Yes. It is hard to convince some people of this, that what? Just being holding a 20 can't. Okay? All right? There's a girl, either I had her or I read, what she wrote. Who said that? You know, as in, Yeah, like, so the issue was, who would you marry as a young lady? Okay? Like, a godly guy who has little, okay? But you don't know whether much will come. But for now, he has little. Okay? Little. Or a loaded chap who is a thug. A loaded chap who is a thug. Okay? And this chick said, I mean, you go with the what? The thug. You go with the thug. You go with the thug. And what was the reasoning? Her reasoning. Anyway, it was to the effect that, as in, I mean, poverty man, you know. That's it. Then I think she also said that, I think, all men are the same, you know. And so it was sad, but I don't think it was said by what? By a girl who's born again. However, many born again young ladies think the same, and that is sad. All right, that is very sad, and yes, if they really believed in hell, they should know that man, the guy can what? Lead them to hell. Then there's a marriage fellowship I attended. We attended many years ago. Jera, you remember? Of some church, many years ago. Okay? And one of the girls, or one of the wives in that place, in the presence of her husband, she said that for us women, we don't care where you get the money from. All we want. Now, remember, this is a Christian marriage fellowship. And the chick was like, we don't care. You just produce a what? I was like, you know, do we read the same Bible? So you're pushing basically your man to steal, to, and you don't care that your man will go to hell? I don't know. And of course, if you push him, he cannot go to hell alone. You think you go to, you know? God will say, no, you know, you have to be escorted by what? She who pushed you. The one who pushed you. Who, you know, So, those things are sad, Those things are sad. Very sad. And for me, they make me so sad because I really believe that there's a heaven and I also believe there's a hell, Alright? And I also believe that some Christians, if they're not careful, they're ending up in hell. And you see, we are here for a very short time. Okay? If we are to live until the Lord, okay, if the Lord tarries. We're here for a short time. When you think about it, 70 years is not a long time. Okay? They're now thinking that, human beings, we're so messed up that we're even what so excited when someone clocks 60, 70. Now when you count 1, 2, 3, 4, within a short time you'll be at 70. That is how, you know, okay? So we're here for a short time and, and some of the things we do, they're not worth it. When you think about it, they're not worth it. I am convinced that many old people, okay? Those were older than me. Quiz, okay? Those were older than me. While they are on their deathbeds, or even before they really get to the point of death, I'm convinced that many of them would want to tell their loved ones some stuff. But they say, for example, this whole thing of running after what? Riches. I'm convinced that most of them would want to tell chaps that man, it's vanity. Do you understand? But either they say, because even them as they are dying, They are like, yo, I'm going, but I wish I had had, you understand? But then they are like, but, you know, because they have seen how most of those who have it weren't really happy, how they got it. I believe they would want to pass on some info, but they just die with it. Okay? Hallelujah. But let them die with it. For us, we have it in the what? In the word. Glory be to God. So don't run after riches. You understand? The love of money, the Bible says, it's the root of all kinds of what? Evil. And it says that for that matter, many have strayed from the faith. Okay? Does it say many? I think it does. First Timothy chapter 6, okay? Verse what? 10 or whatever, okay? Many have strayed from the faith. They are no longer born again, even if they confess they are. But heaven is like, that one is no longer mine. Straight from the faith. Straight from the faith. And, of course, if you're not in the faith, okay, you are in the devil. Okay, and you're going to hell. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, but that's what we're talking about. Yes, the most important thing is the glory of his what? Of his presence. And then holiness. Holiness in the house of God. Okay? Okay? By the way, we're still talking about the temple. We're still talking about what? The physical temple. Okay? The glory of God was in there. Okay? But also so that there was the glory of riches. Alright? Okay? But also, God expected that there would be the glory of holiness. Okay? As you know, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27 says that holiness, okay, is a kind of glory also. Okay? For Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. Okay? A church which has glory. And in that same verse, it tells you what glory he is referring to. And that is holiness. It's coming back for a holy church. A church without spot or wrinkle. Glory be to God. In Matthew chapter 21, okay, from verse 12 to 13, we see Jesus going into the temple and driving out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold with doves, okay? And he said to them, it is written that my house, okay? Remember, it is a temple, shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Okay? And he drove them out, okay? In fact, John says that he made a cord of what? Of whips. It means, man, Jesus must have what? Cane chaps. Okay? Because you are profaning the temple. The temple is supposed to be holy. But it turned into a den of thieves. And he drove them out. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, let us read 2 Corinthians. From 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14. In there, we are going to see, or we are going to be reminded, that we are the temple of God. And number two, okay, we are expected it is expected that God dwells in us. And we are also expected to walk in holiness. Hallelujah. Very important things. Very important what? Very important things. Now these are foundation building, and you see, in the things of God, okay, it is not hard to build a foundation. You understand? It is just doing what the Lord tells you to do. Even a P2 kid can do those things. Do you understand? But for some reason, when someone who tells us things that seem so simple, we are like, those ones, I had them when I was in P2. Okay? When I was in what? If you went to a Christian, whatever, a so-called Christian school in primary or secondary, you've heard so many things. Eh? There were songs you used to sing. Eh? You know, so you are like, that one I know it from what? Nursery. That one I know it. Now, I want to know that now I'm grown up. I'm an old man. Now, I want to know. Believe you are in P2. Meaning, biyabana bato, utebikola. Kati, I want to hear the thing for men, grown up women. You know, eh? Then you go to church, okay? And this pastor begins to tell you things. You're like, boss, don't waste what? Don't waste my time. Hmm? You know, eh? And some guys are sharp. They would tell you the same things you had in nursery, okay? But they would just use very sophisticated English. And then you get impressed. You are like, man, what okay in Jesus? Then if Kwezi asks you that, so what did you learn, Auntie Juliana, what did you learn? Then as you explain it to a young child, you realize that, that is what? I knew in P2. You understand? So the thing that, you know, now, like this church, okay, the foundation of this church, the house of God, it is just primarily these two simple things. Okay? The glory of God, when you pursue his presence, you understand, you want to do only what he tells you to do. Number two, all right, you walk in holiness. We walk in holiness. Okay? As a pastor, I don't turn this church into a den of thieves. Okay? Do you know, by the way, that I can turn this church into a den of thieves? All it needs, okay? By the way, do you know that I can turn, okay, if you're not a thief, okay? If you're here, you're not a thief. Do you know that I can turn you into a thief when you don't know? All I need to do is to become a thief. Is to become a thief. You understand? Like to get man out of you. You understand? As in schemes and you understand? Eh? You know, I've come, you know, every time I think of something, sowing what, as in sowing to this, I become a thief, and within a short time, this house will not be a den of a thief. It will be a den of thieves. You guys will start playing each other. You understand? Then I'm telling you, you become thugs then. Okay? Most of what people become, Christians become, most, not all, most of what they become is simply what the pastor is. I know a church, okay, where the pastor man developed an American accent. Get gonna try my, okay. Now all the chaps there, most of them, okay, especially those who preach and do stuff at church, worship team, man, they have never been abroad, all right. But one time I went to that church. Okay, now this is years ago before Praise was born, I guess. So I went to that church, okay, and I really didn't know what time the service is going to start. You know how you arrive here, and then there are people, and then you ask, so what time is the next service? So that you can wait when you know for how long you're going to wait. All right, so I reached there. Then I asked a young man that what time is the next service going to start? Guy in a Cadillac then say it's going to begin at I think he says anyway. Basically, he tried, you know, he did from Luganda, you know, into English. No, he tried to speak like an American and that messed him, you know. Then he caught himself, you understand? So, yeah. And then that church also, man, guys became liars. Liars. All the preachers, liars. Apart from one, there's one who escaped Bambi, who escaped becoming a liar. But all of them lying. Okay? Those are guys who would find a lame guy. All right? And then they say, man, first lend me your crutches. Okay? You first sit there, lend me. So, you know, the lame man hands over the what? The crutches. Then the guy what? He holds them. And then he says, now what? Take a picture of me. Okay? So you take a picture. Now, good. Now, henceforth, he's going to use that picture to show guys how he made the lame walk. You see the evidence, guy, you know, the crutches. That is Zamulema. Namusa. And you know, and Bambi, people believe those things. But I know these guys, I know what I'm talking about. Because I'm an old man, I've been around for quite some time. Okay? So most of those, whatever, MET, it's called what? Any of those crutches, okay? Some of them are just fake things. And maybe you can make them. Do you know that? Do you know that you can make them? Just make 10 pairs and get 5 years and five, you know, then they take a pig, man. Okay? Then you see what, you know, and some fools, man, will look for you. Yeah, these things are very sad. And those guys, I don't know if they know that they can end up in hell. Of course, that church, according to heaven, it is now no more. God doesn't call it his church anymore. But it's still there. God doesn't call it his church. God doesn't what? Call it his church anymore. Hallelujah. Okay, so I don't know if we read what I wanted us to read. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It's 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 14. It says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Sinners, don't be what? Unequally yoked. Can't have a sinner and then you're like, he's my best friend. In fact, I've never clocked born again who have best friends who are not born again. I don't know how it works. I just don't know how it works, and I'm not saying throw out your friends, but I just don't click how your best friend can be someone who's not born again. Okay? And then your wedding comes, and your best friend who's not born again is the best man, or she's a matron at a wedding, like, I don't know how it works. I don't know. Okay? And this one, I didn't get to know when I became an old man. From them days, I just didn't understand how. You know, how? Anyway, and it says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? Okay? For those of you who don't believe that the law still applies, here you are in the New Testament. Lawlessness. Okay? Torahlessness. Sam, the Torah. Okay? So what fellowship, okay? Then he says, and what communion has light with darkness? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Okay? Then he says, for you are the temple of the living God. Okay? Okay? You are what? Once upon a time, there was Solomon's temple. There was Herod's temple. Okay? But now, you. And by the way, this you is in plural. Okay? Basically, us. All right? We are the temple of the living God. Glory be to God. LAT is the temple of the living God. All right? Okay? And because it is a you or we are the temple of the living God, okay, God is expected to, or he's dwelling in us. Okay? For it says that I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Remember, Solomon's temple, okay, was the temple of God, okay, and the glory of God, okay, inhabited it. All right, in the same way we, corporately, we're supposed to be indwelt by God. Glory be to God. Then in verse 17 it says that therefore, okay, come out from among them. Okay, now he's talking about holiness. Okay? He's talking about what? Holiness. The glory of holiness. It's supposed to be in the temple of God. He says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Okay, this also means that if you don't come out from among them, okay, if you're living like them, the sinners, okay, God ceases to be your father. You cease to be a son or a daughter of God. Are you seeing it? You think that's very simple. For those of you who attended Christian nursery schools, you knew them. But then when you grow up, you are like, I want now something for us there, grown-ups. And then you mess yourself up with the false great thing, which says something contrary to this. Glory be to God. If you don't come out from among them, if you are conformed, okay, to the standard of this world, you're behaving like them. Young ladies, every stupid, obscene dress that comes on the market, you're like nange njagala what? Omulembe tegunde ka. Omulembe tegunde. You had better be careful. Now, I'm convinced that one of the reasons why the church or Christians have gotten so messed up, okay, so messed up, okay, it is my conviction that one of the reasons, it might not be the main one. If it is not the main one, it is the second main one. It is because this talk of hell has been taken out of the picture. It's been removed. You go listen to TV. If you have DSTV, okay, listen, watch channel 341. Is that 342? The 343. Is that 344? I don't know anyway, but I know there's 345. I'm telling you, watch all those things. You know, just do a study, you know. There is little, like the hell beat of Christians, if they don't style up, they're going to hell. It is just been taken out of the picture. Okay? And therefore, man, like someone say, it is so hard, you know, when you, like, you enter a place, it is so hard to distinguish a non-believer from a believer, or a believer from a non-believer. You see, it is, you know, as in, you go for a wedding, you go for a wedding. How many of you went yesterday? You see. In fact, for me, very soon I'm stopping to attend what? Weddings as our local. At least I'd rather attend as those who are not born again, because there you're not what? Yes, you know what to expect. But what's reason now? Because a wedding is supposed to be an occasion to celebrate, be happy. But now you go, and then, man, you're grieved. Now, what about me? Because those things for me, they grieve me. So now I don't get happy. So now, instead of not getting, I'd rather remain what? Somewhere, and I watch what? As money is being hammered. You understand? Then I'm happy. Then I just go to my embaga yagenze itia. But it's wedding a tali balokole, like if my brother is not born again. But you understand? There, you know what to expect. You know the songs to expect. You know the dances to expect. You know the stupidity to expect from an MC. Okay? You know. So you don't say, what? You're like, well, I know where I came. Okay? I came in their space. You understand? Aha. All right? But now, in Bagayaba locally. You understand? It begins right from the saloon. Not even the saloon. From where they dress from. The dressing is actually after saloon. I hope you know that. You know these men, I can assure you, Andrew might not know that you first went to saloon, then Noyamba. You might not know. Do you know? Okay, you don't look there. Anybody's marriage, what? Fellowship today? You come and we jazz and you reconcile. Bridget was expected to be there. Denise, you expected to be there. Mariam, you expected to be there. And I told your husband, okay? The other 2 weeks ago. Sam, yes. I know Lydia. Are you going to be there? Most probably she's going to be there. Okay? The reason why you should come is to see where your what? Your pastor stays. Well, second reason. But you can even make it your first. Yeah. Like those things of, you know, you are a young man and you go to church, but it's not for God. But you come to church, your main thing is not what is the glory of God, the glory. First of all, Toby Manny. Toby Manny, the glory of what? Toby Manny. Huh? But you're like, they are godly girls in church. You go, you mess up yourself Saturday night with some harlots, okay? Ish zona, okay? Okay? You ask Eden what ish zona is. Isha zona, sorry. Yeah. Okay? Then those guys Sunday. Bari Munkanisa. We're not marrying the other ones. We are with in the night. We want what? Yeah. I want a godly girl. You ask all those thugs, which kind of women they want. They say, I want a girl who's godly, you know, And so you see how now if those girls Bambi knew. Those chaps have no plans for them. You know, that is a big time betrayal. You know, Anyway, yeah, what was I saying? Yes, they are coming. Denise is coming. If chance is not available, it's okay. Okay? Yes, the Kalibalas, okay? Yes, Sam. This one, yeah, there are some guys who I know will be there. Please come, okay? You can even come just for 30 minutes, okay? And you bust. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. I can assure you, that place, well, I haven't been there in a long time, the fellowships, but they don't, whatever. You know, for me, I hate places or fellowships with churches where human beings try to get their noses into people's, you understand, eh? Okay? And generally, that's why Christians don't like, you know, they stay away. You understand? They stay away from those things. Eh? But now our fellowship is not like that. All right? Yes. And today I will attend to make sure if they begin those funny questions, which try to, I will, no. Yeah. There's some things which should be for friends, eh? Friends, you know, outside church, you know, this brother of mine. This one, yeah, you understand, but they should, you shouldn't ask in fellowship like at Imbodira, does your husband do this? Once again, does your wife do this? That's not what? You understand? Yeah. Glory be to God. So, I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons. If, okay, you are not with them, you're not walking with them, you have come out from among them. Which ones? The sinners, unbelievers. Alright? Yes. So, yes, I was telling you, it begins from the what? After the saloon. Hallelujah. Amen? No, it is really bad. These weddings, they are really very evil. Very evil. Then you're there, even when you're giving the speech to thank God for my wedding. Okay? As in, they don't see God in you. All your breasts are out. They're like, this one's talking about God. It's just not right. Just not what? Yeah, but now, people, be born again. That's why some people are not born again. That's why, about what? Our Protestant, but to say, they're like, I'm not any different from you, understand? But remember, there's also hell. Okay? Jamil said they are agents and also they are what?
Agents.
Agents. Which agents? The minor.
The minor
agents. You listen to Jamil. You might not be a devil worshipper, right? But if you're doing the things which they want you to do, according to the kingdom of darkness, you are an agent. You're there promoting the spirit of lust, what, messing up young people, bambi young girls, they are still decent. Then by your dressing, you're teaching them that dressing indecent is okay. Bambi young girls, you know, eventually, unless otherwise, they will end up in hell because of you. And sometimes it's so bad, they're going because of their mothers. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Even if you don't give today, I know Sam and Quiz. I mean, they are good books. Well, that was last Sunday. I don't know about what? But today. Hallelujah. All right? Remember Moses in the Bible? God called Moses and told him, I want you to take these people out of Egypt into the promised land. All right? Okay? Now my job, okay, is to make sure that you enter heaven. You enter the kingdom of God. That is my job. That is why, to be honest, okay, this is going to shock you, like especially the ladies who have, to be honest, I'm not so interested in becoming your friend. You understand? Like, my calling is not to become your buddy, Now, if that happens, wonderful. But that is not what? My calling. God didn't call me to go and make friends. Go into all the nations and make friends. You understand? He didn't. All right? He didn't. Okay? I'm here to make sure that man, first of all, me, I myself, to make sure that I make it. Number two, that you also. Do you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. Hey. And there are people out there who God is also going to trick, and they end up here. And they will also come and I will tell them the same things. Then they will think that they did me a favor by joining the church. Okay? Then you tell them that by the way, that guy, his calling is not to make friends of what? Of all nations. Glory be to God. So come out from what? From among them. Come out from among them. You don't have to dress like the devil. Hallelujah. Okay, men, you don't have to steal. You don't have to what? Yeah, if the chick you want wants a loaded guy, sorry. You understand? Sorry, as in, I feel for you. But don't steal. Don't what? Don't steal. Don't what? Don't steal. Glory be to God. To this day, I think to this day, okay? Geraldine's mother doesn't know how I got her daughter. You understand? I used to go to their gate. I don't have a car. Selina, I'm born again. Selina, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? For me, God told me, if you do, if you obey the laws of King and receive, you understand? So my stuff wasn't what? To why? You know, for me, my money, you get it. I was like, 25th, the salary is in the bank, tithe. And those days when I used to give 25%. 25%. Then, in Dalangasina, there could be what to use it for. So you walk, you meet an old lady, what's a problem? What? You understand? Okay? Then the time comes and I never, you know? So I didn't have nothing. And I refused to leave my mother's house, by the way. Because I said, what? Get this money. Pay it to a chap. Meanwhile, I'm staying there and I'm suffering. I can't cook for myself. Suffering. So I'm paying money to suffer. I was like, no, it ain't what? This I can't do. I'm like, I'm leaving this place. The wedding is on what? Saturday. I'm leaving on Friday. Okay? But I think on Friday. Yeah, I'm leaving on Friday. Now, don't follow my stuff, all right? These things are not in the Bible. All right? Don't follow my, but it was me. Okay? And chicks want to, they always want a guy who's staying, who's not staying at home. Yeah, they have their apartment, So, I rather give this money to my mother. Because she'll make sure, when I arrive home, 9 p.m., food is on the house. You understand? She'll make sure that my bed sheets are clean. You become a mother and you have a son. There's no way you can escape it. So, did you listen to the sermon on Sunday? Mariam, did you listen to someone on Sunday? Ah, you did. So you don't know what groundnuts, what we are. Yeah. Okay? Yes. Anyway, you listen to it. Okay? I was like, A car for what? Because God, if I just give, they will, you understand? As a for what? I mean, I didn't have anything to prove to anybody because I wasn't interested in anybody, you understand? The only person I was interested to what? To please was my employers. Because the guys who gave you a salary, you had better what? To please them. But otherwise, these were chicks what? As in, Okay? But I think I left on Thursday. Because my best man, okay, Joseph, yeah, he called me, he's like, now let's go over what? Anyway. So I leave home. I think I left on Friday. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, he called me then before I know it. No, my plan was Saturday morning is when I leave. You understand? Yes. Where did you want me to sleep on Friday? You understand? Where do you want me to sleep on Friday? On the streets, what? Or in church? Because what do I want you what? You know? Or so I'm in church? No. So my plan was what? Saturday morning. But I left Friday morning. Because he calls me. He said, what? You know, now we need to do these things. What saloon, what? Then we finish all those things, and somehow we're like, now let's go. I ended up at the guy's home in Bunga, is it? E. I was like, hey, no arrangement, not this, man. You understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, what were we, what did I say? Tupadewa. Yeah, we're finished, and you're coming out. Amen? You're doing what? Come out. Wandera, okay? Huh? Yeah, I wasn't called to be what? Yeah, but when we get to heaven, you give me five. Where is this? Which street? Okay, but for now, it is Segawa, okay? On the pin you see it today, Segawa Road. But in heaven it will be some other. I think God's a guy, Nyokomayo Street here. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What else did you want me to say? Had I begun on something and I did? Yes, so come out from what? Yeah, so it says in verse 16, I will dwell in them and walk among them and I'll be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, okay, he says, come out from among them and be separate. We read this, didn't we? Then it goes into chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, therefore, having these promises, which promises? Okay, the promise of God being what? Your father. Okay? You know like eternal life? You have eternal life now. You got born again, you got eternal life. But the Bible also says that eternal life is a promise. Do you understand? Okay? You know, I don't know how it works, but that's what it is. That's why it says that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Okay? Endure. You're saved now, but if you don't endure, you will get unsaved. Do you understand? All right? Okay, glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Perfecting what? Holiness. So now that passage we read, okay? He talked about the temple, where the temple. He talked about the glory of his presence. Okay? So God is supposed to dwell in us. And it also we talked about the glory of holiness. Hallelujah. Okay? That we're supposed to have, just like it was in the temple. Alright? Now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, especially if you read it from the NIV, it says that God has no problem with also giving you the glory of riches. But there are two other most important things. Do you understand? Alright? They need to be emphasized. Okay, because what profit is it if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? You get the whole of Chiwatule, you know, eh? Alright? You get what? Acre, mile, eh? You know? Square miles, and you go to hell. You understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Okay? It says that, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches. You see, riches are a glory that God has no problem giving to you. Okay? God has no issues with making sure that all your financial needs are met. Hallelujah. He has no problem with that. But seek first the kingdom of God. Okay? Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first what delights the Lord. Okay? Seek God first. Okay? And his righteousness. Okay? In the few years I was messed up with this false grace, what? Gospel, okay? Matthew 6:33. You see, it says that, seek first the kingdom of God. Then you say, I am already in the kingdom. Yeah? Because Jesus said that before the cross. So I'm already in the kingdom. So there's nothing to seek. He said that before he died to get us into the kingdom. Then his righteousness. You're like, hey, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So there's nothing to seek. Just believe you're in the kingdom and just believe you're righteous. What you do doesn't really what? Matter. And many people are going to hell with that stupid what? Reasoning. Okay? Anyway, but you seek first the kingdom of God. Okay? Okay? Mind the things that God minds. Okay? Seek to do his will. Seek to have fellowship, create time with him. Okay? And be in his presence. And seek his righteousness. Okay? Righteousness means doing the right things. How do you know what is right? What is in the scriptures? Glory be to God. And then he says, and all these things, which things? Talk about the food, the clothing, the shelter, all those things will be added unto you. Okay? Seek first the glory of his presence, seek first the glory of his holiness, and the glorious riches will be added unto you. Very simple. Very what? Very simple, but most people are looking for difficult things. You understand? Okay? You know, when you start looking for difficult things, you're going to end up into a cult. Because in a cult, that's where they have to appear and sound like, you know, that this one, me, the man of God, I'm the first one to know it. And you're so blessed to be the first ones to hear it. You understand? Okay? Seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Okay? The provision that you need will be added unto you. Glory be to God. Okay? I'm going to end there. Yeah, yet I had many other, well, not many, but 4 scriptures to read. Okay, so that means that there's coming part 3. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.